So let us pray Psalm 128 with Jesus. This is a psalm celebrating the positive value of work and the blessing and the joy of family life, including the family of Israel, centered in the mother city, Jerusalem. And the psalm reads, "How good it is to fear God, to live in accordance with God's will." There's a good example of the poetry in the Hebrew often has the same meaning. It gives one line and then the next verse expresses the same meaning in different words. And here we read the first, "How good it is to fear God." What does that mean, to fear God? We're told immediately, to live in accordance with God's will. And the psalm continues, "You'll eat the fruit of your labor. In everything you will prosper. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine in the heart of your home. Your children like shoots of the olive around your table. May this blessing be upon those who fear God. May God bless you from Zion. May you see Jerusalem prosper. May you see your children's children. On Israel, peace." 1 theme expressed in this psalm is that genuine communion with God involves ethical obligations. That is, living in accordance with God's will. This involves labor. If we obey God's wise will, our lives will be blessed and happy. Another theme is that of the vine and the olive. The vine is a symbol of the joy experienced by Israel in the love of God for his people Israel. And the olive is a symbol of fruitful Israel. The blessing and the intimacy of which this psalm speaks invites reflection on the church as the bride of Christ. Paul writes to the Ephesians in chapter 5, "Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her in order to make her holy by cleansing her from the washing of water by the word, so as to present the church to himself in splendor, without a spot or wrinkle or anything of the kind. Yes, so that she may be holy and without blemish." St. Cassiodorus writes of the ultimate reality of the church, and I quote, "It's the gathering of all faithful saints in one soul and one heart, the bride of Christ, the Jerusalem of the life to come." This psalm is also, it invites us to reflect upon an ancient tradition in the Christian community, which speaks of God and of Christ as our mother. In his commentary on Psalm 101, verse 7, "I am made like the pelican in the desert." Augustine writes, "Christ exercises fatherly authority and maternal love, just as Paul is also father and mother through his gospel preaching." Augustine is referring to Paul's statement to the Thessalonian community in his first letter, chapter 2. St. Anselm writes, "You too, good Jesus, are not you also a mother? Is not he a mother who, like a hen, gathers his chicks beneath his wings? Truly, Lord, You are a mother too. So with that brief explanation or reflection, let's pray the psalm again. How good it is to fear God, to live in accordance with God's will. You'll eat the fruit of your labor. In everything you will prosper. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine in the heart of your house, and your children like shoots of the olive around your table. May this blessing be on those who fear God. May God bless you from Zion. May you see Jerusalem prosper. May you see your children's children. On Israel, peace.